You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
What? It's about time. Hello. Hello. I do love that song. Put on your house coat.
That's right, it's
I don't know, mine is.
And your fluffy shoes.
Yeah. I can hear me at least.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Must be my headphones.
It's because your little knobber is gone.
I lost my rubber.
That's right.
Oh, I love the little music notes.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-boo. It's so great. Happy Friday. Oh, my mom's calling. Oh.
Hey, Ma.
I'm sure it's about Christmas.
What are we doing
what
for
in
Christmas?
The hell? How do you turn off
for Christmas
your like notification sounds, but yet they still are there?
Because you don't have turned off.
I did turn them off. Well, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
We have 6 days till Christmas.
Five.
6 days.
I would say four.
Well, now five.
I would still say
and
four.
Four to Christmas Eve. But better get your shit together. Got a lot of stuff to do out there.
A lot.
No.
A lot of stuff.
You only have as much pressure as you put on yourself. Oh, I wonder how Marlon's gift exchange went with the beautiful present.
Oh, I'm sure it went well.
That I wrapped for him.
Because you build it.
Because I wrapped him the most beautiful gift with the biggest, giantest bow on it. It was big as the box.
I know. It was as big as a car.
No.
Yes, it was.
It couldn't have been as big as a car.
That bow was big enough to go on a car.
Yeah. Nah. Maybe just like on the hood, but not like on
the top. Let's say it was a Geo Metro. How about a smart car? That bow would have covered the entire hood of a smart car.
No, it would have had to been a little bigger.
Okay.
Listen, it could be bigger. Bows can always be bigger.
You don't understand how big your bow is.
I'll make the biggest bow in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. We should probably start drinking or something.
Well, I feel like we just did.
This is so nice.
Oh, I know these cards. We've got more cards. We're have an alarm.
There's a whistle.
This is where. Oh. Okay, that means we got cards to read. Cards to read. Cards to read.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yeah, that was really great. We got it. So we sent out about 150 Christmas cards.
That's insane, right?
Yes, that was a lot. I think it's fabulous. Hopefully next year we can double that.
Oh, I'm sure we will. We could have probably hit 200 if we'd have tried.
Oh, yeah.
If it was like a goal for us to hit 200, we could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this was not a goal and we hit 150.
I know.
So that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
No,
it's cool. It's cool because that just means people are enjoying what we're doing. They're wanting to kind of, you know, be a part of our family because normally you wouldn't. You send Christmas cards to your close friends and your family.
Right.
And we've now been included in that.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's so fun. So today we got some cards. How many did we get today? One, two.
Five,
three,
I think.
Four, five. Today.
Five cards in the mail. It was five cards in the mail.
I love it. We've got one from Shelly.
What's up, Shelly?
Yeah. We love you, too. Yeah. We do. We love
you're
you.
You're so fresh.
And we like you being a part of our family.
And I like that card because it has an applique
it's
over
beautiful.
The top. It's cut out of a...
Of a thicker
no,
paper.
What the hell is that? Those are,
snowflakes. Yeah, it's a snowflake collage. And then we got one here from Larry and Donna.
I know. That's my cousin's ex to third cousins. I don't even know how
that.
We're related. Third, I think they're my dad's cousins. So that would be my third cousin.
This one came with a picture of all the boys, and there's a lot of people in this family.
Man, you know how many gallons of
there's
milk that family
this is
goes
Brandon
through?
Brandon Robin. Looks like Milo Gabriel, maybe? It's kind of written twice. And all the boys. We love you lots. Thank you. We're
hanging
all these Christmas cards up on our wall.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Here is this one. Is
Adisawan?
What'd you do? You messed up my headphones.
Oh, sorry.
This one is from Chantel.
Oh, what's up, Chantel?
Yeah,
Chantel
so great.
She
was on the podcast.
Yeah, she came to the house.
And who is this one?
Oh, yeah.
Beatrice. Thank you. We try to glow and we try to be friendly and happy. I like hers because it's a Christmas tree drawn under the sand of a beach.
Well, that's, she came.
You need to, whatever you did there.
What'd I do?
I only have one ear now.
Oh, well.
It's over there. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just leave that there. Okay, never mind.
No, I don't.
It's fine.
No.
Oh, now I got nothing. I have no mic.
Okay.
Did you just turn my mic off?
No, I did nothing.
It's your new setup. Just put it back.
That's the problem.
Yeah, just put it back where it was.
Okay.
Thank you.
I tried to get it closer.
I know. It's fine.
The comments
that's okay.
And stuff.
But that's not good.
But it jacked up
better.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. It took you forever to get set. We had to, like, play music.
Share
for
the live
minutes.
Show. Oh. Share the live show.
Gotcha.
Got it. Got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Crash.
What
Forget.
Doing?
What's going on? You guys, tell us what you're doing.
What you doing? It's the Friday before Christmas. And all through the town, all the people were panicked, running
listening,
all over town.
Listening to the swallows around.
I love it. We are going to go out to dinner tonight with some friends of ours. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's just friendly. Friendly time.
It's always friendly.
It is always friendly. I am, like, scatterbrained, I feel like.
I know. It took us all day to come here, but I felt like the little afternoon podcast, we're doing a little, we're going out for dinner, plus we got a lot going on around the house, and so we kind of are scatterbrained all over the place, if you think
we
about it.
We are scatterbrained all over
the
place.
But we don't want to leave everybody hanging.
No.
And so,
we already took a day off that we weren't supposed to.
When?
This week, because I couldn't wake up. What was it, Wednesday?
Yeah, you are tired.
I am, like, pushing, burning the midnight oil.
Oh, that's a song.
Yeah.
How can we sleep when I burn? No, that's when the beds are burning. For some reason, I thought that was a song
share
about. Share.
Come on.
Post to Facebook.
Just post it.
Come on, sucker. Let's all think happy thoughts. There's all kinds of words in there that I didn't put in there. It's like it's not got the right post.
What? Nope. That's happy thoughts Thursday.
Hmm.
You better go back in. This happened last time, remember?
Yeah, I know. And that's why we didn't do it.
Oh.
Which is weird. Okay. Let's see. That is a band, Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
Oh, right.
Yeah, margarita. I can't do margaritas. Makes me Mexican strong.
Oh, yes.
It's a bad look on me.
Well, it's a good look for a minute.
Well, until something said wrong.
All right, well, I'm posting this, and then you people tell me what it looks like. Cutting that out of there. Let's just see what the hell happens. This may be one of the ugliest posts we ever make.
Oh.
But who cares? We're live.
We're live.
We're live right now. If you're with people or you're in your car.
Share with
in
them.
Traffic, just yell it out.
Yay.
The swallows are live, bitches!
Woo.
Oh, we went and had breakfast this morning at Littleton Cafe. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. We love that place.
Shout out to Becky, who kills it.
She's the owner there. She's fabulous.
Yep.
And if you didn't know, they have 2-for-1 drinks.
Yeah, 2-for-1 drinks.
Bloody Marys, mimosas, screwdrivers.
You could probably get it in Pepsi if you wanted it.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever you wanted. Okay, now.
It's worth it to get a drink in the morning.
I am less distracted. I think I got everything going. Did everyone get a share?
What if we had a drink?
We don't make cocktails anymore.
Let's just have a little vodka shot.
Oh, that's our cocktail now.
Cocktail.
Cocktails, ponytails, cocktails, and ponytails.
No, it's cocktails, cocktails, ponytails, cocktails.
Yeah, I don't know. It shared it as happy thoughts Thursday.
I don't know. That's fine. Quit. Just come on.
All right, okay, okay.
Looky, something shiny over here.
Shiny,
it's
shiny.
It's called a podcast.
Where is it?
Right here.
I see it.
Hey, can we talk about today when we went to Walmart? Today we went to Walmart because Sean got off at like 9:30. We went to breakfast, and then we went to St. Nick's and bought some ornaments.
Yep.
By the way, Santa will be there on Sunday from like 10 to 2 if you'd like to bring your children down
yes,
there and
he
get
will.
Your picture with Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
Claus.
So we're focusing here for a second because this isn't what I wanted to do, so that's fine. You down at St. Nick's are going to have Santa and his wife
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
In Littleton.
Yeah.
And do you think that's wise for him to be so far away from the North Pole?
Listen, he is professional.
Just to come to the most elite Christmas store in the nation?
He is professional.
All right. Well, and how much does it cost? Can I go get my picture
yeah, it's
with
free.
Santa?
You take
what?
Your own picture.
All right, so you can literally go see Santa and his wife at St. Nick's in
yeah.
Littleton
yeah.
on Sunday
yeah.
for free.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm doing that. What time is it going
to
be there?
10 to 2. It's going to mm-hmm. be packed. I shared it on my wall.
Do you think you could get one? Or because you're
the
working, they wouldn't let you?
The address is 5221 South Santa Fe
5221
Drive.
South Santa Fe. You can't miss it if you're going down Santa Fe.
No, Santa Kong is on the building.
Yeah, in Bellevue, there's that giant mm-hmm. Santa Claus.
He has to come to our store because Santa Kong is like the bat signal.
He is the bat signal of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. He's the mm-hmm. tallest mm-hmm. Santa Claus in North America.
Absolutely.
Yep, west of the Mississippi and east.
If you want to be crammed into
crazy,
a beautiful
yeah.
little Christmas store, come
totally.
See Santa.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Mary Poppins, Nitro, Crash? We see you, Dina.
I'm Mary.
Free Santa visits.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you think you could tear yourself away from work?
Me?
Yeah, and get to come and take a picture with me and Santa and you.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be kind of cool because we'd have to do it right when he got there. Oh, I bet you people are going to be lined up, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet
That's
you they
weird,
are.
That's weird, us doing that.
Yeah, I bet you they are going to be lined up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, there's people lined up to come in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Every day
yeah.
from now until Christmas. Oh, and just another little Saint Nick's plug. There's a 50% off sale the day after Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Why?
I don't know. Do they want people to know that
yeah.
they have this sale?
Come and buy the stuff. Yeah.
And everything's for 50%?
Most everything, except collectibles, but they'll be locked up in cases.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's pretty great. It's crazy, crazy. But if, like, you thought, oh, you know what? Next year maybe I'll do purple or green or yellow. You come in and you buy the purple, yellow, whatever colors up. It's going to be great.
I love it.
But I digress because I was headed somewhere with my thought. After we left St. Nick's, we went to Walmart.
Right.
And when we go to the big Walmart by our house, we drive by a couple different schools.
Yes, we do.
And today, the high schoolers were all walking out, maybe lunch, maybe the day was over for break. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But what the hell's up with the blankets?
I told you. That's what children wear instead of coats. It's easier to keep track of your favorite blanket than it is to keep track of your jacket.
Whatever. Like, these don't look like weighted blankets, like,
no,
you
no.
know, for, like, some sort of mental health
Well, some
ease.
Sensory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sensory
yeah.
issues
yeah. Thank
or
you.
Something
sensory.
Like that.
That's
and
the
some
word.
Comfort.
These are, like, the $5 blankets you buy at Walmart, you
yeah.
know, and they're just dragging them around like Linus.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe that's why. Maybe it's kind of become a thing to emulate the cartoons.
I guess I would get it. Even with, like, elementary school kids, they need their binky. They need their blanket. They need their shit that they have to be weaned off of. But fucking high schoolers?
Yeah, man. I don't know.
I mean, I saw.
Obviously, it's a thing because there were several of them
yeah,
doing it.
Walking around the building over their backpacks.
Yeah.
The blanket is
yep.
over their backpack, wrapped around them, and then they have freaking shorts on.
Totally.
Like, I
and
mean, I just don't even get it.
Yeah.
Are parents even looking at their children when they leave the house?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they are at all. Because if they were, then they would notice, well, a lot of parents aren't even home when their kids go to school.
Yeah.
It's not like it was. I mean, I don't think it was the same way when you were raising our kids.
Yeah, my parents were never home when I went
yeah,
to school.
Yeah, you know. So, and now
but I took my children to school and picked them up.
If you think about it, there are a lot of people that don't want have any responsibility of their own stuff. So they don't want – if they're on their own, they don't want to have a coat because they don't even know where the coat is. So they just grab the blanket. So they go to school. They got the blanket all day.
I disagree. I think it's part of the pajama party.
That's what I was going to say is that the pajamas became acceptable to wear when Ariel
This is a question for Shannon because Sharon works at the school.
Because would you ever wear – like your pajamas and,
hell no.
and slippers to school?
No, we went dressed
yeah.
every day
me
to
too,
school.
Me too.
Big winged hair and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I put on the eyeliner.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, come on.
Totally. I'm with you 100%. So.
Put your Z-Cav Ricci's on and your shiny pointy shoes and
yeah,
stand
exactly.
up your mohawk
mm-hmm.
and you freaking went to school.
And you decked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. You know why? Because when you were young in the 80s, 90s, you felt the oppression of civil standards to where you felt like you had to measure up to look good like everyone else in the world when the fact is you don't.
No.
You don't have to wash your hair.
You don't even have to shower.
You don't have to put on actual clothing.
Hey, and can I just throw another
you
thing out
You can
there?
Just wear your jammies with a blanket
wash
and go
your
out
winter
to the
coat.
Store.
If you have been wearing that winter coat for years and years now, wash it.
Yes, wash your coat. If it's got a little brown stain on it. Now, Crash says she's got one of those sons that wears the shorts all year round.
What's up with the blanket?
That, but no blanket.
Oh.
Just
but see,
the shorts.
He's a boy. I get boys.
Shorts. I wore shorts forever, but now I lost all my weight. I'm cold all the time.
All the time.
I'm so cold. But I used to be that guy.
Blanket.
Shorts. No blankets. But we do. Now, we live in Littleton, so we're not far from, you know, Columbine High School.
We live between three, well, probably six schools.
Well, but
three
high
elementary schools. One middle school and high school.
Three major high schools, yeah.
Well,
and
one
so
is right down the street.
We do see quite a few people wearing the blankets at the grocery store and stuff. It's really weird.
And the really gross pajama pants that they've been sleeping in for all week.
Now, that is the weird thing.
I mean, you can tell they're dirty.
Yeah, that is weird.
I just don't understand it. Anyways, buy your kid a freaking coat. Maybe some gloves.
Well, no, my parents,
maybe a hat.
They do. How many times did our kid lose their coat and we marched his ass back there to get his coat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
it's
go
like,
through the lost and found and you find your shit.
But luckily, we were able to do that. You know what I mean? Because we were there and we had the time and I always worked early and you were always able to be at home. You know what I mean? But a lot of parents, they come home from work at 5 or 6 and the kid's been home 2 hours and then the next day they're like, where's your coat?
They don't ask him.
Crap, I don't know. You know
what
I mean?
I don't think they ask.
Well, maybe some do.
Maybe some do.
Some
I hope some do.
Probably do. I think some do.
I hope some do.
I believe some do.
I saw a guy walk into Columbine the other day by King Supers over here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had on shorts and tennis shoes.
Okay.
And a t-shirt.
Okay.
And his backpack.
Gotcha.
And gloves. That was it. It was like 32 degrees. It was cold out. And I just thought, hey, buddy, you want a coat?
Really?
like you found your mittens, but you didn't find your coat?
Well, maybe that's it. He knew where his coat was. It was in his
at
locker
school.
At school.
Yeah.
And so, because...
That's miserable.
It is, but that's paying the price, man.
I think that boys are tougher than girls, you know what I mean? And some boys are just, like, hot all the time. Like, Mary and Joey's boys, they never wore coats, but they're big kids. They're, like, big, strong boys.
Right.
But I feel like if you're a little soft freshman...
Wow. What if it's a big, strong freshman who just gets cold? What the hell?
I'm telling you.
Judger?
Yeah.
That's rude.
Well,
I was a fat freshman, so I was never cold. But I still wore I wore a leather coat.
With a jean jacket over
I wore
the
my
top
that's
of it.
What we talked about today, yeah.
And a hoodie.
Yeah, are you that guy or wore the hoodie under the leather jacket under the jean jacket? It was a trifecta of warmth.
It was.
It still didn't work.
With your chain
All
or
right.
your bandana wrapped around your thigh.
I figured out how to share it. I was able to do it on my phone.
Of course.
So it's now shared on Shayna Swallow's wall.
Oh.
Go there and share it.
You
or no, it's
on
my
yours,
wall.
Nerd.
No, but okay, so Shayna's going to share it right. No, we'll figure that out.
Oh my God.
I got to log
Just
into
pay
mine.
Pay attention.
Go look. Send Shayna a friend request. She feels left out sometimes.
No, I don't.
I think you do because I get all these. Sometimes I'll have 15 friend requests one day, and you'll be like, well, I didn't get any friend requests.
You're the famous one.
You're famous.
Nah.
You are the famous one. Listen, without you, there is no famous.
I know, so but you're the nobody else one. Knows that.
I'm telling them right now. Send Shayna. Let's get her up to 8,000 friends.
Listen, only if you're sharing good things.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you want to talk about that?
Oh.
I mean, can we talk about the fact?
I don't see why not.
I mean, I've been blocked, so there's no reason that this person should be listening or even whatever. I just want everyone to know that I'm not willing to put up with anyone being hateful to anyone else because of this stupid political atmosphere in our country.
Right.
That will be over in a matter of 4 to 8 more years. Or not 8 more years, excuse me. 4 more freaking years. And then we'll move on and hate somebody else.
Right.
So why are we turning on each other?
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't get it. And then to say and use words
that was really negative.
That are disgusting words to even call any other human being. I mean, I get it. You don't like people. I don't like people. I don't like the guy either. I don't like any of them.
Hate begot hate.
Yes. But there's just no reason to hate each other. We got to stand together because we are America. Not this one person that we're all looking at and blaming for all of the problems.
How do you know he's not in on it?
I don't know. They're all problem.
Right.
All of them.
It's not a secret. They all have closed door meetings.
You know, this guy.
This is how we're going to screw the country.
Senate. I don't
even
want to get into
it. We're not talking about it.
McConnelly or whatever the hell. He's going to impeach Clinton. I mean, they're all impeaching each other. It's all ridiculous. Just love each other. I don't even know what's going on. Who cares?
But don't go out there and start calling other people bad names.
Don't hate me. Don't call me. A
Nazi?
A Nazi.
That's what she's calling everybody.
That's what.
Yeah.
Don't call me a Nazi.
Nazis. If you don't agree with her opinion, you're a Nazi. That's
That's not okay to say to even someone who doesn't agree with your opinions.
No, that's horrible. That was a horrible time.
That was a horrible thing that happened.
And that is a horrible thing to reference any kind of anything of what is happening now.
Yeah, no, I understand if you've got problems.
Anyways,
and you're upset
about it and you got blocked.
I got not only blocked, but then because Sean Swallow, the minions on the page then had to attack me, swallow
because
my load, and come at me personally in a way they don't know.
That's what
me.
I thought. I thought, oh yes, this is the mature part of it, right?
I just don't. I don't get
that
it.
Great.
It really bummed me.
Well, just know.
And my whole Facebook page is bumming me this week because it's like, really? Gosh, why are we hating each other so hard?
Right.
We're hating each other way too hard this week, people.
Right. Come on.
Let's move on.
Right. And you're not even fully focused.
Oh,
so
I'm focused.
You might as well just stop talking about it because you're not. I mean.
Oh, I'm focused.
I just.
Hey, what else do you got? What else is on your paper here? I'm trying to put it in the group.
Doesn't matter.
I can't seem to get it into the
group.
Good.
We just be right here in the moment. This is what I want to talk about. Okay, phone etiquette.
That is on there.
Fucking moment,
well,
people.
I'm in the moment.
No, you're not. You're on
the
phone.
I'm on the computer.
You're on social media.
Yeah, you're
looking at everything else.
Yes.
You're not here with me and all these people in this room
that are
having a podcast.
With us. Yes, I got
Come
it.
On.
Yep.
Listen, people, let's have some better phone etiquette. Don't drive and look at your phone.
Don't drive and look at your phone.
Oh, my God.
No matter what's
going on. I'm a passenger a lot in the car, and I see it a lot. And can we just say, when you go into a store, don't put it on fucking speaker.
No, that is weird, too. They're talking on speakerphone.
No one wants to hear.
I mean, I don't understand why people do it. I don't agree with it, and I don't like it. But I think it's weird.
When you go in the store.
In your car.
Don't be on the phone. Because you know what? You're going to cash out with a cashier.
Yeah,
and you're not
point.
Even going to look at him because you're on your phone. Mm-hmm. Or you have it on speakerphone. So they can hear how horrible you're talking to your wife. You know? Or how horrible she's talking to you.
Right.
Put your phones down, people. We're in the season of spending time together. So be in the moment, Sean Swallow.
I apologize. I'm not just trying to share it, and I won't do it anymore. I am not
focused. You shared it once. That's good.
Good enough. Everyone else share it. The problem is because we're all in our own world on our phones, that's what's also breeding the hate.
Right.
Because we're not spending time being tolerant with each other because we're all in our own individual space.
Right.
When, you know, 20 years ago, we had to work out all this stuff face to face.
Right.
So you couldn't be an insensitive, hateful person to
on
the
social
people.
Social media because you're hiding behind your computer.
To
your
the
phone
people
screen.
In your circle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You couldn't stick a thing up on the billboard that said what people are able to say nowadays on social media.
Right. So, with that being
get
said,
get off of the phone.
Get off your phone.
Get off of
put
everything.
It down.
The computer,
hey, how about
the
this?
Social
at
media.
Christmas time, put a basket by your front
that's
door.
That's a great idea.
Everyone has to just lock your screen, whatever
yep.
you need to do,
yeah.
and put it in the basket for 2 hours. 2 hours.
I know because we're going to your parents' house, and your parents hate it when I'm on the phone. But there's always seems to be something like, oh, let me show you a picture of that. There's always like a – you. I'm talking about me, okay? I'm going to talk about me, and I know that people are listening, and I'm actually talking about you as well. But we as a collective can always find a good excuse to get it out for a purpose.
For a purpose.
I'm not doing this to social media. I'm doing this for education. Well, you know what? I don't know who starred in that movie. Let me look that up for you. Run to the basket and get your phone. Quick, check on the Facebook on your way over to Google.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
I know that's what people are doing it.
You can make a list of things you'd like to check on your phone when you're 2 hours time limit goes
up. Under the pretense of educational and knowledge.
Yeah.
And not just wasting time anymore. Bullshittery.
That's what it's under the pretense of.
Hashtag bullshittery. Yep. What's up, DFJ? What you want to do is you want to just try and not have your phones. I mean, leave them in the car maybe.
Yeah.
On Christmas.
Just put them aside.
Put them in the car.
Guess what? You're seeing your family.
What if the turkey calls?
Happens.
I know.
I'm telling you, be in the moment. Try to do something nice. Like I was telling you earlier today, man, when the kids were little, we'd buy them all the crap.
Yep.
All the crap. Fill the stockings. Big piles.
So much crap. Piles. You couldn't see the tree.
And they loved it. They were younger. But
as you
get older, I think it's much more valuable to spend the time.
We're going to give our kids a receipt for their phone bill and their insurance payment this month in an envelope.
They haven't paid it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Here you go.
There you go.
Next month,
I gave you,
you better pay your
$200 this month.
That's right.
Merry Christmas. I hope you spent it wisely.
That's right. I hope you spent it
wisely. I think that's fair.
I do too.
Yeah, totally.
They're grown.
And that way, you know, you're off the hook for paying it this month because I'll give it to you for your Christmas, but January 1st is next week.
Yes. So you better get on it, my friend.
Merry frickin' New Year. How about you guys out there? If you could text in, if you're not driving, please don't text and drive. You can call us if you just want to call and you have a headset. You can totally call and speak with us live like real people. But what do you think? Do you get to a point with your kids that you just stop the stockings and you stop the giant presents? Because I'm kind of struggling with not doing at least a stocking this year.
Well, that's all we've done for the last couple of years has been stockings.
You know, and we stick condoms in there and lighters.
Right.
And, I used to put watches in there, but that boy kept just losing the watches,
right.
So we don't do that anymore. You know, I mean, maybe we could still do that.
Yeah, see? Do what you need more than what you
want.
Yeah,
like,
I
exactly.
I agree with that.
Do people still use condoms?
Not you, obviously. Yeah, right? Uh-huh. That's right, daddy.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
You're potent. That's what I hear.
They better be using condoms all over.
That's right.
Because Arielle, unless she signed up for health care last week.
She's screwed
when it comes to her birth control. Oh, can you still go to like Planned Parenthood and stuff?
She's in California. I'm sure they got something.
Oh, I'm sure they got Obamacare there. Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't even know if boys are looking at her. She looks so much like a hardcore lesbian
right now.
Well,
maybe that's her thing right now. She's just trying to ward off the boys.
Well, it's working.
Well, we don't know that.
She lost half her eyebrows.
Boys don't care about eyebrows. I'm telling you, that's the last thing they care about. Lots of girls with no eyebrows got knocked up. Plenty.
Or one eyebrow.
Yeah, the ones even smudged off during the night. They still got action. I don't know. Well, maybe that's what she's doing. I hope that she's being safe out there.
Me too.
They give them out at the podiatrist's office.
At the podiatrist?
That's what I think
so. That's for your feet.
Well, it says peds, and that's podiatrist, I think.
Maybe
pediatrics. You give them to kids?
Yeah, pediatrics.
You can't give kids condoms?
They should give them to everybody.
What?
I don't care how old you are.
Well, we did. There was a
having sex right now.
There was a story about a missing girl who was 16 and she had a 1-year-old baby or 2-year-old baby or something. Yeah,
Okay, so Danielle gave us an Instapot.
Yeah, she
Because she is wonderful.
Now, and we made beans in it last night, and woo, we should have soaked them more. They could have cooked longer. I had farts that lasted up to 8 seconds. And just think what that is. One.
Are you trying to say this is not normal for you?
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
Wow.
Yeah. It woke me up. And then it was still going. Like, I thought a balloon was gone. Like, had around the room. And I was like, what's going on?
She said 50 minutes.
The blanket was flop. Thought there was some sort of poltergeist in there.
I woke up thinking that we were in a vibrating bed.
I know.
I said, unplug the bed, honey.
Yeah, exactly. And the worst part about it is I Dutched oven to myself.
Good.
Yeah.
You always do it to me.
Yeah, well, you got in there. You were just in a deep sleep, so you didn't know we had traveled. To Dutch
land. To Dutch land. Awesome.
Yep, Danielle says 50 minutes for the beans.
Danielle, is your boy home yet? Did he see his
Christmas interrupted
tree?
The cook, so.
Oh, my God.
She stirred it.
You know what?
It says
we
not
should,
to stir
we
it.
We should talk about this thing, you dating Marlon.
I'm not dating Marlon.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just Marlon and I read the directions, and it says not to stir and interrupt the cook.
The burn thing came on.
Not the first time.
Yeah, it did, because you had your giant-ass ham shank in there.
Well, obviously my bone was too big for this little perfectly sized Instapot, but I'm telling you, you stirred it, and it said not to stir. Every recipe, it says not to stir. And then you disrupted the you depressured.
You're just upset because Marlon said not to do it, and I did it anyways. Let's just talk about really the truth here. It's not about me stirring the beans. It's about you and your little friend Marlon.
Well, we agreed, Marlon and I, and come up to a consensus on what the right thing was to do, and then you did something else.
Imagine if you do that with your wife.
Well, not when you didn't read the directions. I couldn't support your wrongness. I couldn't. I don't love Marlon more than you.
When
you're correct, when you're incorrect and someone's willing there to stand there and back me up, I gotta take it.
I don't know that either one of you were correct.
Danielle, tell her you don't disrupt the cook, right? You don't stir. Number one rule, don't stir.
So whatever.
You don't stir.
I'm still going to do what I want.
I think we can move on. But let's go back to those kids in the blankets.
Because the whole point was not about your big-ass farts last night and how you tried to kill me
your premature
with
stirring.
Fart smell in our bedroom.
Yeah, you had premature sturulation.
Listen, when you walk into the room and it already smells like fart, you know you're in trouble. All right? That's funny. No, why I'm saying it is because I'm going to have an Instapot party.
No, you're having an Insta.
I know.
Pot party. Someone said, is it make instant pot in there?
Yeah. You could probably make some pretty good pot butter in there.
I want to do a dessert, like a pie or something. Oh, I saw a recipe for a chocolate lava cake.
Well, we're going to have to
see. Someone would have to do French onion. So we'd have to assign, like, appetizers, main dishes, or maybe some people have their, because not everybody can bring the damn chicken casserole.
Who said it? Chicken marsala. Brad, I think he said he does chicken marsala.
Chicken marsala.
But
is
maybe
that,
people have their favorite thing that they like to make in their Instapot.
Is that curry?
No. It's Italian.
A marsala?
Uh-huh. I want to say it's tomatoey.
Tiki masala is... I don't know.
You don't know.
I am not knowing.
You're not a foodie.
I'm not a foodie.
Don't act like
you. Can
you
make pizza in it?
No.
I saw one recipe where you throw a bunch of beans and you put some tortillas in there
Burritos come out?
When you open it, 40 minutes later, there are burritos in there.
There's a little guy inside that's just, orale, it's so very hot in here. I'm sweating to death.
I don't know how
he rolls your burrito up.
I don't know how he rolls it in there. It's Insta Pedro, I think is what his name is in there. And he rolls the little burritos. Chicken pot pie. See, now I can see these are one thing. Yeah.
What the spring form pan.
What the hell's a spring form pan?
Can you make cheesecake in that?
Is that what a springform? That's the one that goes around the cheesecake, right? With a little snap on it, like a suitcase?
Yeah. Danielle knows how to make everything.
Danielle's so smart. Do you have it, Danielle? Bring your cheesecake ring, babe.
I don't think that would work in ours because we got the little one.
Well,
she's got the big one and the little one.
Yeah, she's got it. So how many of these Instapots, we're going to spread them all around the house so we don't pop all the breakers.
I know.
We're going to have them upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, maybe we'll have like little sessions. Oh, we could put one in the hot tub room.
We could put one in the basement. What do we do, 10? We can have 10 maybe in the house going at once?
Probably. That's what I thought, 10.
So that would be 10 couples?
Because that would be like 10 couples, right.
That'd be 20 people.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Maybe a few more.
Well, yeah, some stragglers, some single guys.
Mm-hmm. Just need to be fed. I love
There's
that.
There's always a couple single guys mixed in.
Now, Danielle, how do you make the yogurt?
We don't have a yogurt setting.
We don't have a yogurt
Yogurt's
setting.
Gross. Yogurt makes me poop.
Listen,
why would you want to make it?
We already talked about your farting, all right? No one needs to know about your pooping.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
It's a disease.
Sounds
with doctors
those
and medicine
farts are
and
way
everything.
Worse than bean farts.
Oh, I think I broke a HIPAA law. Yeah, she said, don't make it. It's hard. Forget that. Buy
no,
some yogurt.
She didn't.
Yes, she did. She said, fuck making it.
Oh,
it's 89 cents it. A little package.
Why would you make it? That's my question. Why?
Well, because
would
you're
you
like a holistic person, or you want to use
naturalist
goat milk, or you want to only use the milk you squeezed out of your own breast,
your own teat.
Yeah, because people are making breast milk yogurt, and my guess is they're doing it in their Instapot.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where did you read that?
I did it. I just said it. But I imagine if we were to, like, this is one of those informational moments. If I could go to my phone right now.
Oh, no, you're not.
I could Google
breast milk
Instapot recipe on my Pinterest group that I just joined. And we would know. I'm only drinking if you're drinking, Danielle.
Yeah, you pouring?
No, Danielle's not allowed to pour me drinks ever again. Thank you. She still has a pee stain in her driveway.
At least that was it.
That's right. I could have had a beans.
I got the puke stain
in the
grass.
I could have had a yogurt. Oh, yeah, I threw up hard in my yard. That is what Randy said. You're not allowed to pour drinks anymore. He blamed you. I blamed you. And I just did it publicly. So.
I didn't blame you.
I blamed me.
Sean,
you know what?
Said no.
I was having too much fun at
we
your house.
We had so much fun with you.
Yeah. That's
you guys
the whole
are so
thing.
Fun.
Is when we go to people's
danger,
houses,
danger.
It's like you're in this environment of complete acceptance.
Okay.
And
so we're going to do it in. Instapot
and so you have
party.
A problem. Sometimes I have a. So you get a little loose.
And then we're going to do camping.
When it's so comfortable.
Because we could take probably like 20 people up
Oh,
camping.
There it is. Mary Poppins. She has actually had breast milk yogurt, I think she said,
what
from her mom.
Say? Google the shit. Scott Cole is online.
Oh, that's Scott Cole. Yeah. Sean is right. I sat for a family that the mom made yogurt with breast milk. I liked it with fresh peaches.
Gross.
That's
Mary
what she
did
said.
Not say that, and she did not eat it. Did you eat the breast milk yogurt?
Come on, Mary. Did you try it? Like one little scoop just to see. No.
Good for you. Mm. You don't want anything that came out of that lady's tit.
How do you know?
Ah.
Maybe she'd had onions, and it'd be like, this tastes like the lady got into an onion patch. Come on, Scott. You wouldn't try a little breast milk yogurt?
Maybe if they squirted it in your face.
What if it was flavored?
Like what?
Vanilla.
Oh, no.
Or what would be a good other flavor? I like lemon. So if it was fruit on the bottom.
I can't imagine. You know, like if you ever open a bottle of breast milk that's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
Is that what the yogurt smells like?
I don't know.
It's not a good smell.
No, I'm sure because it's been cultured and worked out. You know what I mean? So it looks and tastes
and
smells just like regular yogurt.
Can we just talk about how weird
like
it is that we shoot milk out of our tits?
No, you've got to shoot it out of somewhere.
Why can't you? We have to give birth. Maybe you can let them suck on your itty-bitty titties.
I do. my job's done.
I'm just saying.
Yep. That's as bad as the mom that baked goodies for her kid's school using her breast milk because she ran out of cow milk.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Is that for real?
Why would you tell anyone?
Is that
Why would
for
you?
Real?
I think it's probably for real.
And why is she bragging? They're like, oh, my God, these are the best cookies. She's like, you
they're
know
so
what?
Sweet.
That's
you know,
my
that's
breast
the breast milk.
Yeah.
I've heard breast milk is very sweet.
Little Jimmy went without this morning because I was baking Toll House cookies.
You can get it on Craigslist. It comes frozen.
How do you know it's breast milk?
They said so, and it's in a Ziploc with a Sharpie on it that says breast milk.
What if it's badger milk?
And a date? It could be badger milk. That's badger thicker. Milk. You would know. Wow. These cookies are so creamy and sweet.
I would freak out, too.
Love the breast milk. Well, you don't know what she's got.
You don't.
She could have something. I don't know what's transmitted through breast milk. What if she had the flu?
Well, she's got dry, flaky nipples.
Would that be in the breast milk?
If it flaked off.
What, in the pump?
Pshaw. Huh. Sucking real hard on there.
Interesting.
Sucking real hard. That's a real tiny hole it's got to get out of.
Oh, my gosh. Danielle had a coworker that fed her kid someone else's breast milk. Now, that's a wet nurse. I always teased that Rachel,
my
sister,
your sister did do that.
Was a wet nurse for a while because she breastfed for like 16 years
straight.
She
still could be a wet nurse.
No, now she's an elementary school teacher.
Doesn't.
Oh, it's snack time. Line up. That's funny. What do you think, Mom? Yeah. Wow.
She really liked that.
Flaky nipples. Scott said he'll try it. What the hell?
It was the flaky nipple that
nipple
got
flakes
him.
Flakes never hurt nobody.
I feel like he's been there before. Seems suspicious there, Scott.
Interesting.
That's great.
I love it. Midge. Midge is here.
Midge.
We're talking breast milk, yogurt, and love.
Yeah.
Instapots.
Instapots.
You did get a lot of people that want to come to the Instapot party, so I think you should pick 10 people. Let's just wrap this all up with a bow.
I'll do a Facebook thing.
I think you should start an invite and pick 10.
And we'll do it after the new year.
Of course. We've got to do it in the middle of January at the best, if not even closer to February.
And then I'm going to say in there that everyone has to say on there what they want to bring.
Well, yeah, we got to work out a menu. We don't want 3 chicken pot pies. We don't.
No, but we could maybe have like some appetizers and then some main courses and then maybe some desserts.
Yeah, we got to have the desserts. And then we get to pick what we
want,
right?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Not a bad idea.
Oh.
Not a bad idea, Mary. I like that.
So someone, well, no, because...
Okay, now I have a question for Danielle, if she's still on there.
Danielle.
I always did like a crock pot breakfast at Christmas morning.
Of course, Danielle, you're on the list.
Of course.
Yeah. I did not join the Instapot community, Danielle, really quick. Because the very first thing I said when I went to the group to join it, it says, this group discusses vaccines. And I thought...
Vaccinations.
I don't want to watch a bunch of moms fight over vaccinations. So I did not join.
I haven't seen anything about vaccinations.
Okay. No. Well, then why did they warn me about that? Yeah. I don't know. But
I did see an imposter on there who doesn't even have an Instapot.
It turned me off.
But her friend does.
What?
And he won't use it. And then she finally got him to use it.
What? Mm-hmm. There is someone on our page?
No, on the Instapot page.
Oh, okay.
She's Instapotter wannabe.
Oh, my God. She's a fakie? Mm-hmm. Poser. She's an Instaposer. Get out of here, you Instaposer. It does. So, when I went to join the group, it gave me a warning. This group discusses vaccines.
Were you invited? Was that the invite?
Yeah, when Danielle sent me the invite.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know. I trust.
And so
Danielle,
because
so
well,
I
trust Danielle
it.
As well, but I don't want. I don't want to hear.
Misha.
I don't want to hear about vaccine fights. Get a goddamn antibiotic. Let's move on. So, but I joined one on Pinterest, and they seem to be real boring. I want to get in like an Instapot fight. Nuh-uh, I cooked through the burn warning, bitch.
Well, you Something need like to cook more. We've cooked in there, what, 4 times?
I was going to say twice.
No.
3 times. Spaghetti.
We made fried rice in there.
Fried rice, and then we made the beans last night, so 3
and
times.
And pork chops.
Oh, shit, I made pork chops right in there. I sauteed them suckers right up.
Okay. What? You did. I remember.
Listen, I'm being all hot and fresh because the Instapots are hip. So I'm a hipster now. This Instapot made us cool.
It's the Instapot and the new shoes I bought you.
Yep.
Now you're a hipster.
Danielle drug us into the cool zone.
Ooh,
like
the hard
cool
boiled
kid.
Eggs. Are they good? Are they just as easy in a pan?
Some of this stuff just seems like it'd be just as easy to cook it on the stove.
What?
some of the stuff that I've seen seems just as easy to cook on the stove. Like, I have a pan that will boil water and cook eggs right on the stove.
Right.
And I don't have to, push buttons and go in there and watch it.
You can walk away.
I walk away from the stove.
You remember that one time that I fell asleep when I was boiling eggs on the stove?
No, yes, I do.
I did a couple things early in our relationship that...
Crash has to come. Put her on the list.
What? Crash.
Because Crash has an Instapot for a year, and she's never even plugged it in.
What?
So she is now, you're forced to come to the Instapot party and create a dish.
Danielle,
you did that to yourself.
Danielle,
Crash,
will school you on it.
You did that to yourself.
Yep.
What? There's a method. 5-5-5. And they're supposed to peel easier.
What?
You take 5, you throw away 5, and you give 5 away.
I don't think that's what it means.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. You outed yourself, Crash. You're coming over here for an Instapot party. Hope you don't live too far from Littleton.
For an Insta.
Hope you're
pot party.
In Colorado. You probably want to bring a Lyft. How funny would that be to get in a Lyft with a bunch of groceries and your Instapot? I'm going to the Instapot party. Pick me up at 10.
That's right. That's right.
I'll bring you leftovers. Totally.
I love it. Well, I think that's pretty fun. But I feel like could take my Instapot camping.
If we had somewhere to plug it in, obviously.
Like our camper.
Scott says he thinks he might need an Instapot now. So, Scott, we were gifted. Danielle gave us the little one, right?
This is 3-quart.
3-quart. And it's good. It would hold a small chicken.
Breast. Chicken.
Fryer.
Chicken.
It would hold a small whole chicken. And that's perfect for us because it's just the two of us. So I think for Scott, you might get into it, man. Danielle says it's the best. Now we need to get a bigger one. No, we have the air fryer.
We do have the air fryer.
I'm over the air fryer, yeah.
We cooked everything in there. We air fried everything.
No, it's too dry. It was too dry. It dehydrated. And that tater tot.
Are you throwing up?
A little bit.
Farting out of your mouth?
The tater tot had no more tot inside. It was just all.
That was experimental.
Well, whatever. That's what you said last night, and I'm still sore.
You kept asking for more.
Hey, Scott, you're going to come to the Instapot party.
Yeah, okay? Scott.
So when we have the Instapot party, Scott's going to come. And
then you'll decide if you want
one. And then you'll know at that point. He could be one of our single guys. The one of the singles. He's not single, though.
What about potatoes?
I'm not really sure if he's
done potatoes
hardcore
in there?
Unsingle.
Like mashed potatoes?
You can't do mashed potatoes.
You could do potatoes and then mash them.
Well, that's... Yeah, you could.
You have to cook them.
You got to... You just boil them on the stove, though.
But it doesn't take as long. It takes like an hour on the stove.
Okay. All right. So that's the one thing about the Instapot.
The pressure cooker is supposed to make it cook faster.
But it doesn't because it takes 20 minutes to go to get to its hay.
It takes 50 minutes to cook beans in an Instapot. It takes all day long on your stove or in your crock pot to cook beans any other way.
Okay. Touche. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers, bitches.
Scott can be a taste tester.
Ooh.
Oh, see, I love it. Sweet potatoes cook in like 5 minutes. Then that's with the warm up and the decompression. So that 5 minutes is actually 30 minutes, right?
I don't know. It didn't take that long because I felt like we sauteed last night in there because we made a 15 bean soup. That's what we made last night.
Right.
And I'm just going to throw in there, too. We put in too many beans and too little water with that giant hand.
With a huge hand bone.
That's why the burn thing kept going on.
Yeah, we got the burn thing.
But.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't take that long to come to pressure.
Mm. Let's see what she says. Sweet potatoes cook in 5 minutes. I always quick release.
Oh.
You did potatoes once and then went back to the stovetop.
Oh,
all right,
why?
Jess, I'd like to hear your story.
Yeah, right? Why?
Oh, wait, I got something for what Jess just said.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
What?
I want to tell everyone today, when we were at Walmart today, they had a remote control car there. And Sean, now I also want to say I have bought you many remote control
cars. Yes, you
cars
have. I've got
in our
remote
20
control motorcycles.
Years of
marriage. I've got one downstairs.
You had a boat.
Oh, I did have a boat. I've had multiple boats in my life, though. I'm a boat guy. I don't like being on them, but I like remote controlling them.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's on my wish list.
He was jealous because he wanted the remote control monster truck that the mom was buying for the boy.
I am I am not ashamed to say right now, if you're listening to this podcast, my wish list for Christmas is that Grave Digger freaking monster truck with the big foam wheels from Walmart. Oh my gosh, it looks so cool. You just plug it in with USB.
What?
You don't need, the last remote control car I had took 8 D cell batteries.
No, not fancy remote control cars.
What?
The $30 to $59 ones.
No, no,
at
I don't want
Walmart.
I don't want that high dollar hobby shop crap. No, I want the stuff from the Walmart and Kmart's ones. You know, the ones you buy that
and
are right off the shelf.
A week and a half.
No, no, not the way. I've got one. I have that one 280ZX remote control car from when I was a teenager. I have 3 remote control cars from when I was a teenager, now that I think about it. But they all take D-cell batteries.
Randy was into them.
Oh, I bet Randy was really into
them. He still got them?
Yeah, I bet he's got those other ones. $1,300 bucks. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Nice wife,
so,
Danielle.
I would spend that on a guitar.
You are a nice
Because I still
wife.
Play with my guitar. I wouldn't spend that on a remote control car. Well, Danielle, then you know what? I think you should buy me that one from Walmart, and it would make you feel better. I know you've
or
already
you
bought me an
Instagram. Or you could just go to Randy's house and play with them.
No, his are too fancy.
You don't know that? Ah. You might have some that would work for you.
I'm thinking he'd... Did you see his garage?
Yeah.
His garage is pretty... I
he
saw his remote
control
doors. Cars. Yeah. He's got a garage door on both sides, so he can drive in the front and out into the yard.
He's got a souped-up... lawnmower, riding lawnmower that he has to wear a
helmet
on.
I saw the helmet. It was right there on the lawnmower. It's protective gear.
Because it goes so fast.
Yeah. But I want the Grave Digger from Walmart with the big, giant foam wheels. Oh, it looks so freaking cool.
You're funny.
I know. Remember the giant Volkswagen?
Yes.
I had the giant Volkswagen.
And it pulled a Ski-Doo behind it.
I had the giant Volkswagen
that also
bug
went in the water. I bought you that.
Pulled a trailer that had a Ski-Doo on it that was also remote control. And... you could back it down into a pond.
Yeah.
And you could,
oh, shit.
Woo, look at you go. And you could, what's it called? Launch.
Uh-huh.
Launch your Ski-Doo.
Launch your Ski-Doo.
And then you could remote control your Ski-Doo over to the dock while you parked your car. And then you could freaking go and scoot around. Oh, you- Scott, I broke my guitar. I cracked the front.
Did you remember that time that we played with our boat so much in Stearns Park Lake,
yep.
that it died out in the middle?
I do.
And we had to, like, swoosh it.
We did.
To get it out of there.
Yep, I do remember that. I've had that happen multiple times where I've lost the boat out in. That's why you only use a remote control boat.
Vodka is only one step away from rubbing alcohol.
In a small pond or lake.
Right.
And you never put your children on a remote control boat. I saw that once.
They would sink it.
No, not if it was big enough, yo.
What?
It needs to be a big-ass boat.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a crack in the front. I got a guy who's going to take a look at it. Hopefully, it's just the varnish, not the whole wood.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's
Jesus.
Bumming me out.
Still sounds good.
Yeah, Camille just joined.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that. No, I'm just saying everyone who joins. I'm trying to keep tabs on everybody. So everyone feels important.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yep.
But it still plays and it doesn't buzz. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. But back to my remote control car. That is not actually the gift that I want this year.
What is it?
From you. If you were going to spend any kind of money on me this year for Christmas, I want a slot car track. I want...
Are you telling me this? I've already bought you a dozen slot car tracks.
I want another... No, you
Ariel
haven't.
Did too one year.
But that one was really...
That's what you liked. You just said you liked
it. I
that.
Still have it, and it worked. It was fun. God. We raced it, but I'm ready to step up. Because I.
Well, then you need to go
have a racing friend.
Your little friends' houses and play with them.
Well, I want to play with them. I want to play with you.
My favorite Christmas movie. Oh, I have a list.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I
the
love.
Sean and Shane? You did not find that website. And then Christmas with the Swallows? No. One Night with Santa, Buried in the Swallows.
What in the fuck?
I'm just trying to think of any other name. Santa Swallows Christmas.
Yeah.
Now that was funny. That one. That last one was kind of funny.
I like, my most favorite, I would have to say, is Christmas Vacation.
I always tell everyone my favorite is Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins.
Because no one thinks of Gremlins as a Christmas movie, but he bought the Mogwai as a Christmas present.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go with Die Hard, and I think that's because they do the same thing that I'm doing. They're trying to pick the most obscure Christmas movie, but they don't think about Gremlins. Because I say Gremlins to people, and they're like, what?
I would say mine goes like, what's under the swallow's trees? Nothing. Mm. It's naked.
Nope.
I would say Christmas Vacation, Elf, White Christmas.
Christmas Vacation, Elf, White Christmas. Oh, yeah. You like the classics.
I like classic movies.
I'd say I like A Christmas Story. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I didn't even, you just took it away.
I just picked it up. Well, I don't know what's happening anymore. I like Elf. I'm not a Home Alone fan.
I like A Christmas Carol.
I'm not a Macaulay Culkin fan.
It was a good movie, but it's not one I'd watch over and over again.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. I would watch it, but not over and over again.
The best part of Home Alone is the mom.
What's her
name?
And now she's in Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek, if you haven't watched on
Schitt's Creek is freaking amazing. Hilarious. Yeah, yeah. I saw one of my friends on Facebook, Big Mike, was like, how did I not know Schitt's Creek was binge-worthy? Who didn't tell me? That's not cool. Home Alone or Christmas Vacation? See, that's one.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch. I do like that one.
But I like Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. You need to go outside?
He does such a good job, Jim Carrey.
Good girl.
What did we just see him? Oh, and I don't know if this was real or not.
Come on.
But we saw those things on Facebook of Jim Carrey, like, reenacting Jack Nicholson in The Shining. And he did a good job. I like Jim Carrey. I hope he does some more movies.
I'm pretty sure he was just lip-syncing those.
Oh, maybe. Christmas with the Cranks was good.
Oh, you know what? Christmas with the Cranks is
Tim
good.
Tim Allen, because that's a Tim Allen movie,
yeah.
Christmas with the
Cranks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do like the Santa Clauses with Tim Allen, at least the first couple.
The first one. And then they just kind of, well, you know that's what you do.
I also like Scrooged.
Scrooged is good, but it's dark. I know. And that kind of bothers you.
No, I like it because I like...
You can't staple antlers on those little mouse's ears, like pigeons with cowboy hats.
What's his name?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray. Even in his dark movies, I like him. He's so great.
Come on. What other ones do we have? So on Facebook, people lately have been asking for recommendations.
For Christmas movies?
And since I do a 5-hour radio program every Sunday.
Which was that one?
I'm getting to it. And I always have recommendations for Netflix because I do a segment called My Netflix Pick of the Week, right? And so as people have been asking for recommendations, I have been recommending El Camino Christmas.
That's a good one.
It is called El Camino Christmas. It's a Christmas movie just as much as Die Hard is a Christmas movie, as it takes place during Christmas time.
Right. Oh, you know what else
I like? But it is crazy. It's like a thriller.
It's good.
It's not like a horror film or anything like that, but it is different.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's good though.
It's a family film. You know what? The whole situation brings a family together. We should rewatch it.
El Camino Christmas.
El Camino Christmas. It's on Netflix.
This is what happens when you watch every Christmas movie.
And I like it. It's got a 5-star rated. Nuts.
Nuts. Isn't that what it's called? And it had freaking. Oh, come on, Shayna. He's a freaking famous comedian guy, plays banjo, has all white hair. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I don't know.
Don't get on your phone. I'm telling you, it's nuts.
All right. If they can beat me out there, the listeners. Nuts, the movie.
I'm telling you. I don't think it's Christmas nuts. I just think it's nuts.
All right. I just put nuts movie.
N-U-T-Z? N-U-T-S.
N-U-T-S. Oh, it's got Barbra Streisand in it.
What?
The movie Nuts. The cast is Richard Dreyfuss, Barbra Streisand. William Whitmore? No, Steve Martin.
No.
Leslie Nielsen?
No, that's the wrong movie.
1987? All right. Hey, listen, I'm telling you what Google's telling me.
You just think that Google is always right.
You're mad at Google.
She's just a dirty bitch.
Yeah, man. I don't think that's the word you think it is. I don't think you know what that word is. Well, Shayna watches a lot more Christmas movies, and she also retains a lot more information than I do. So we'll see exactly
mixed
what happens.
Nuts.
Mixed nuts. You were so close.
And that is where, at Christmas time, they worked the suicide hotline.
Apologize to me, because Nuts is a real movie.
Nuts is a real movie.
Thank you.
It was mixed nuts.
All right. Now you're a mixed nuts.
I will mix your nuts. Threaten
me with a good time.
Yeah.
And is it a Christmas movie? What's the premise? Oh, okay.
It's a Christmas movie.
I don't know.
Work a suicide hotline. And it is about working the suicide hotline at Christmas time.
Have I never seen this?
You have seen it.
When? I don't know. I don't recall any of it. I don't recall this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Madeline Kahn is in
it. Oh, I love her.
Juliette Lewis is in it. Adam Sandler's in it.
What?
Yeah, when he's super young.
He has to be. If Madeline Kahn is not dead and Adam Sandler's in it, what song does he sing?
And one of his Christmas songs. It's Christmas. One that made him famous. No, it was while he was on
Hanukkah.
Rita Wilson. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people in there.
I love Hanukkah.
Yeah, it might have been.
Every yarmulke.
It's a Rob Reiner. Rob Reiner's in it. Gary Shandling was in it.
Gary Shandling? Mm-hmm. That's who Bernie Sanders reminds me of. I can't look at Bernie Sanders and not see Gary Shandling.
That's funny.
Bernie Sanders is a Muppet.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what? That Juliette Lewis?
Yeah.
I like her.
I like her too. She was on Frasier.
Juliette Lewis?
Wasn't she?
She was
Dreyfuss.
Born
I'm thinking
again.
Of Julia Dreyfuss.
Yeah. And she was not on Frasier. That was on Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Juliette Lewis was in Natural Born Killers.
Oh, I like her.
She was in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's that girl. I like her.
Yes.
And she was in...
And she was pregnant in Mixed Nuts.
From Dusk Until Dawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Back me up, Scott. I think Scott would know this. She was in From Dusk Until Dawn. That was the daughter with Harvey Keitel or whatever his name is.
Who in the hell?
Yeah, that's a vampire movie. It's got George Clooney in it, you know?
I know.
And that other guy, Robert Sanchez or Gonzalez.
Hmm.
What his name is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember things too, you know.
Natural Born Killers,
yep.
Cape Fear.
Yep.
Oh, what's eating Gilbert
Cape
Grape?
Fear.
She was great in that. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Cape Fear
is
you're
right,
freaky.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
What?
You're right.
Snap.
Oh my God, you're
what?
Right.
What? Oh, you closed them.
Could you get none? You're right.
Scott.
Hello. Oh, she's in a lot of stuff.
Whoa.
She was even in Old School.
Scott, are you there?
I don't know. I didn't mean to call you.
It's a butt call.
You butt dialed the podcast.
I love it.
I don't know how it happened.
I don't either, but I'm impressed.
I love
it. Some people can't get through on purpose, and yet you were able to do it on accident.
Uh-huh.
That's skill, my man. That is skill. All right. Have you seen Dusk Until Dawn?
She was in My Stepmother is an Alien.
She was?
Yes. And that movie freaked me out.
It's a good movie, though, huh?
The girlfriend. Yeah. Well, the girlfriend that I had at the time was like, this movie's weird. You're going to freak out. Like halfway through it.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't expect it. You don't expect the vampires. Yeah. You're like, all of a sudden, George Clooney
and
Quentin Tarantino, they're just on this rampage of crime. And I thought it was going to turn into some sort of murder film. But then it did because there were vampires.
Listen, she was the sexiest.
I know.
She was the sexiest.
Oh, stripper is a vampire. It is awesome. Weird.
Vampire boob.
She was the sexiest in Natural Born Killers. Yeah. That I lost the side. Yeah, she was the sexiest.
So fucking bizarre.
Yeah, that was a good
movie. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right. I like her. She hasn't been in anything recently, though, huh?
What did he say? I looked up and saw Harry Balls.
Can you hear me?
No, you're on it.
Can you hear me?
No.
Well, how can you answer him if you can't hear him?
Because I got an echo and I can't hear him. So whatever you did, changed it.
Did you put your headphones in?
Yeah, you got to have headsets. Yeah, whatever you did, whatever you changed.
Change it back.
Yeah, no bueno. What's up, Josh? Scott is pooping. He sounds like he's in the bathroom. I know. I think it's because he's maybe he wasn't on a headset. Oh, so he really didn't mean to call us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you there?
No, I'm back.
Oh, you're back. I don't know what you did. Anyways.
I changed back to my headset.
Good.
Oh,
geez,
smarty pants. Brilliant. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Hey, man. My favorite what?
Christmas movie.
Oh, man. It's got to be The Grinch with Jim Carrey. I told you.
I know. Yeah. I just wanted. Now, what were you going to say?
What were you going to say?
I want to know what's your favorite Christmas gift you ever got.
God damn it.
Can you remember?
I do love the Muppets Christmas.
All the goddamn technology we have, and we can't figure this out.
What are we trying to figure out?
Why can't...
You can't hear us?
We're trying to figure out why I can't call into your fucking podcast and... Get a clear signal.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know, because
you sound
like
great.
Are.
And everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah, we can all hear you real good.
Yeah, wow. You sound great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'll like this voice.
Yes, maybe That's they right. will.
How you doing?
All right.
Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
By the way, I'm single.
Yeah.
Right. Single and ready to mingle.
How do you
like that?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, that's why you're going to have to come. You're going to have to come to the Instapot party.
Instapot party.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you'll determine whether.
I have an Instapot.
Well, I know. That's why you're going to have to come and
you're
be,
gonna
a,
be
taste
a taster.
You're going to be one of the tasters, one of the single guys, because it'll be couples. And
right.
And then you can try it out.
We don't know that
well,
they're
we don't know.
Couples.
We don't know. We haven't decided all the way around.
Right.
And so you'll come and be the taster. Sound good?
You're going to put your mouth in everyone's
mouth. I like this.
All right. You like it. All right, brother.
I love you, Shana. You're the best. I love you, Buff.
All right.
I love you,
Goodbye,
too.
Scott. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas, my brother. Be well.
You.
All right, man. We'll
Happy
talk
holidays.
To you. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.
Late.
Happy holidays.
See, that's how easy it is to call in just like that. Beautiful.
Pocket call.
Yeah,
totally
you can call in accidentally.
Call.
You know what? It's that
Wolfman
simple.
Wolfman Jack. He does,
he does
sound
have
like
that
right?
Wolfman Jack sound to him. That's what get him to record some fun stuff. It's good to have friends call.
Yeah. If you're just now getting on, we went through our Christmas cards that we got today because we got 5 more because we sent out so many. I'm going to send out a few more tomorrow.
Our
last minute stragglers.
Yeah, exactly. Our co-host is working his way in, scrolling in.
Of course. casually.
That's what happens with the guest appearances.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can pretty much wrap this up.
What?
You want to keep going?
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
What else are we doing?
What are you guys doing? Is everyone home? You're heading to a pot shop right now. What are you going to get?
Pot shop?
I tried those edibles from Johnny, the sativa ones, and I actually like them.
What?
So, I mean, I would think it would be great if he brought me some more of those.
Some more pot sativa
gummies?
Mm-hmm. Get you all hyped up?
No, I didn't feel all hyped up. I felt... just like, I felt good and I felt awake. It didn't feel all dragged down like I had a fog.
You felt alert?
I felt alert. And so I think that I might be accepting those as gifts as well.
Oh.
And remote control cars.
Oh.
Slot car tracks.
Oh.
You know what? I thought, what if we did like strippers and stuff? And we just created we're a couple of whores Facebook wish list. And if you wanted to buy us stuff, you could.
Oh.
You know, people do that.
Well.
And I could put microphones on there.
I feel like that.
Muffs.
You're a pretty good whore.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
So you could
appreciate that. That's a compliment, Shayna.
Maybe give it a try. Because
you could say you're a horrible whore.
Well, you're not.
Exactly. Do the wish list on Amazon. What's up, QSS quiz jerker?
I'm sorry you had a rough day, Mary.
Why'd she have a rough day?
Mary's in healthcare.
Get on in here.
That's a rough day.
You don't have to. No, no. Unless you don't want to know you're in here. There was no one else here, people. We're an hour in.
You're an hour in?
Yeah.
How did your gift go?
Amazing.
Everyone wants to know about your gift.
She was so, like, into the ribbon. She didn't want to open it.
I told you.
The ribbon. I knew the ribbon.
She's like, this is my favorite gift ever. And she had never even opened it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll wrap your presents for you for a small fee.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, but you got to get your shit together fast. Christmas is in 4 days, people.
It's in 6 days.
No, it is not. So, today is Friday. So, you got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then Christmas is right here on my broken pinky. This is day number 5. You can't count that as a day of getting shit done.
This is the day. Today. Count this day. Today.
It's over. Day is over.
Now it is. Don't talk to me in your Scott Cole voice.
Oh, yeah. Scott Cole said today is over.
But Scott Cole wore a leather jacket with a denim
you don't even
vest
know.
Over it.
You don't even
with his long-ass hair.
Scott Cole had hair. I envied Scott Cole's hair so hard. It was so long. It was probably down. It was way below his rib cage, you know what I mean? Probably close to his waist. And, of course, he was tall. He still is. He's skinny. He still is. And he had long-ass hair, leather coat,
and he
played the guitar.
In a band,
like
and he still
fucking
is.
Sammy Hagar, some, you know, Eddie Van Halen shit going on. Chicks everywhere, long hair flying around. Of course he wore a leather jacket, as far as I can remember. I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
Not that I...
Y'all were on drugs.
I wasn't. Oh, we're smoking a blunt. I took a sativa gummy, and that was good.
That was good.
Yeah. So, Mary, are you saying if we threw some stuff on an Amazon wish list, you'd be willing to just purchase it and send it right over? Oh. Your man is shopping last minute this weekend.
Oh. Well, listen, he took you on a trip.
Okay. I want to back up really quick, though. For a lot of us, especially for all these years that we've been together, this Friday seemed to be when you got that second paycheck of the month. Right. So for me, I wasn't in a place where I could go and buy presents, you know, weeks and weeks in advance. Sure, I could plan a month in ahead and buy you stuff in June and July and August,
what?
But I can't do that.
Who's
I'm not that kind of
that?
Men don't do that, but what... So what we're forced to do is it's
we
like, okay,
our cards today, Marlon.
This is the last paycheck before Christmas. This is the one I buy. And that's how it's always been. We would go, like right now, we would be out loading up at
presents.
Santa's
Absolutely.
Workshop for the kids. You know what I mean? We would go stock the stockings. That's how we end up with Halloween gifts in the
Santa
stockings
blood.
Is because this is the weekend we're buying Christmas gifts. And Christmas stocking stuff.
Listen, we ended up with.
So I can't blame your man for that. Oh, but he waits. Yeah, but he just took you to Mexico, so he
might feel like he has a room to wait.
Yeah, he might feel he has wiggle room.
Yeah,
to get a little wiggle jiggle. And then you're still
gonna
perform.
You're still gonna perform.
Wow. That's not what I meant.
Wow.
That's not what I meant.
Uh-huh.
Put out.
Man,
I meant
don't
put
we
out.
Wish you guys would perform more.
I performed. I did the windmill just the other day. It was a small. It was more like a little toy helicopter.
Is that for me or for you? Because I felt like you got way more out of it than I did.
I felt good about myself. I thought we both felt good about what I had done.
It was like a wind tunnel.
Yeah, a small. Well, wind tunnels. I appreciate that. Bro.
I felt like we had.
That was very
connection.
Generous of you. It was more like
a gentle breeze.
It was
a handheld fan.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that fan that they used to put on the backside of the sprayer. Remember that?
Yeah.
When you would, yeah, exactly. On the
beach.
The
one you get at Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
I've never been to Disney.
One.
Lakeside. The one you get
Lakeside,
at Lakeside.
Yes,
yeah.
They have it there too.
It has one AA in it.
I love it. One AA. It's
What's
all
up, Toofy and VJ?
That's it.
We're doing our best motorboat for Christmas. Beat it. That felt good, right? That was like a houseboat.
Sorry, I had my eyes closed.
Mine doesn't sound like that.
No.
It's more like...
Yeah.
No, I just... That's you.
I wish that was me.
Yours is all...
Oh, Josh says a New Year's podcast, and I think that would be great, Josh, if I didn't have to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day. So unless I stay up all night on a handful of sativa gummy edibles and some meth, probably
low dose of meth.
Yeah, just some low dose of meth.
Time release. Time release.
They probably got that.
I'm sure
they have it. We're killing Marlon. I'm probably not going to see the new year this year. But if you guys would like to celebrate with Shayna, she will not be available as well.
I'm pretty fun.
But you can't go have fun while I'm sleeping and shit. No.
Oh, right. I don't do that.
Uh-uh. No. Yeah.
You don't know. You're sleeping.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm going to need a low dose of meth.
A microdose.
I don't know. Can you microdose meth?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can.
Maybe if you put it under your tongue.
No, that's an insta-dose. That's what that's called. I did that before. I tried that once when I was in my 20s.
Not our problem. Make it happen.
Yeah, that's Code 3 Paranormal. If you love paranormal and you love paranormal podcasts, that's the podcast you should check out.
Code 3.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's excellent. They'll be here tomorrow.
They're coming on tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow talking about Mothman, and I've done my homework. And Mothman is not just a moth.
And he's not.
He's a man.
He's a man.
And he's not dirty?
Yeah. No, he's not dusty.
Dusty.
God dang it.
Comes from the dirt.
He doesn't come
Moths
from the dirt.
Live in the dirt.
The Mothman is not from the dirt.
He's Mythman?
No, he's not a Mythman. He's Methman. No.
Don't do math.
That's Scott said. Yeah. Okay. Listen, if Scott said it, I believe it.
I feel like he could speak to that.
Yeah.
With you.
We can all speak to it.
Yeah.
I joke because I know. We were all there.
Mythman.
We could, you know, whatever happened to Dave Copenhaver? If you're out there listening to this, Dave Copenhaver.
Who was he?
He was the
Methman.
He was a meth man. He was one of the Method Man. Do you think that's why they called that band that?
Not at all, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Well, I think they predated meth.
That's what kind of band is Method? That's a guy.
Yeah.
It's a rap band.
He's a rap guy.
Rap man. Rat Man. Well, let me see, Mr. Smith. What is that band, Method Man? Why is that so white? That so Method that Man yesterday. Is a rap band. You did. You told me I was white yesterday.
I told you. Sometimes you just show how white you are in things that you say.
Sometimes it's not cool being the only white guy in the room.
Oh, because you're the minority?
I am.
Because Brown Town is
it's
here?
All, it's
what?
All.
You know how you feel right now?
Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time.
Wow. We'll take it to a dark place. Wow. I was making it a joke, and now you made it all real.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I get you, bro. I get it. He's Native American. Who's Native American?
Josh is. That's what he says?
He says he's Native American. Me. That's right. I'm Native American. Yeah. My dad said I'm Native American.
Yeah.
Hi-oh.
Canadian.
I better not have felt mocky there.
Canadian Native American.
I'm a Canadian American.
American.
Okay. Native American. My dad used to tell me, this is a true story. My dad told me that my grandfather was a French Canadian trapper that came across the border into America and met up with an Indian tribe. Mm-hmm. He couldn't tell me it was Cherokee or Chickawa or whatever, but Ute.
Probably Winnipeg.
It was the Winnipeg and it was the Indians, eh?
This is why you believe and, in Sasquatch so much, because he lives right up there
and
off of Canada.
He married an Indian squaw, a Native American squaw, who didn't know how to sign her name when they got married. So on the marriage license, there's an X.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Whatever.
Yeah, her name was X.
But then he also told you that you came from one man named Swallow 100 years ago, and that's it. There was only one, ever one.
Well, yeah, but apparently one of his sons made it to Canada. Why you gotta poke holes in my ancestry?
Well, they do have lax borders in Canada. So
they're like
they
Swiss
did then.
Cheese, baby. Yeah.
Back then, they didn't have a wall.
No.
No, they barely had a fence.
You didn't even need a passport.
And I have a passport now.
Well, you didn't need one to go to Canada.
And I have an X that's outside my name.
It's a family name.
It's family.
It's a trait.
That's right. It's family name. X.
Swallow X.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
X swallow.
X swallow. X swallow. Swicks.
Swicks. Whatever.
Swallow.
Nut job. You're funny.
We're going out to dinner with Shannon and Danny.
Oh, yeah?
We're doing that in like 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We told them that 7 o'clock was too late, so they moved it up to 6:30.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not showing up till 7. I'm making them wait. No, you know what? Because I have to do this because by the time, as soon as I post this,
right.
If they're not listening already, you know what I mean? So, no, I'll be there at 6:30. I'm kidding. So we're going to be hot tubbing. If you would like to grab your suit and come back over after we're done, you sure can. You sure can. Because we're going to be wearing our suits. We're going to have our suits. I've got Speedos extra. I think
you've
used one before.
Yes,
yeah, when we went to that pool.
That was a good that one time. Little pool.
Well, yeah, it had a wave.
And didn't have a wave.
It had a wave. Yeah, it was fun. All right, guys.
Bye, Mary.
Mary is going to take off. Jack'em. What's up, Jack'em? What's your story? Tell us where you're doing. What are you getting your spouse, friend? What do you think is the best gift that you ever bought for someone? Because Marlon killed it. Did she cry?
I don't know. I didn't see her face.
Did she take it home?
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't open it?
No, she's going to go home
smart.
And meticulously
take it
apart.
She opened it at work.
Oh, okay.
And one of the nurses had to help her open it. Because she went to save the bow.
Yeah.
And I heard her kidding about, hey, can I wear the bow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's got too much glitter on it.
Yeah. You can wear it at home with nothing else, but that's it.
I knew exactly where she opened that present and followed her all the way to where the present was
because
there was glitter all over
well,
the floor.
You,
I
love it. You work in a surgery center, so a lot of loose glitter is probably not all that great.
You know what? No, I mean,
so how did they
a
respond?
A little sparkle on the inside's not bad.
Did anyone say anything? Like,
no, not at all. Okay.
It's Christmas. Okay. Guess what?
Well, I know, but glitter and pre-op might not be the
best. It's just the magic of Christmas.
That's right.
That's right.
Santa must have been here.
Christmas magic, baby.
That's elf dandruff.
Oh, my God. I have it the worst.
You have elf dandruff.
I have it the worst than anybody else I know because...
I'm making
like
you a sign out the back
magnet.
That says, don't mind me, I've got elf dandruff.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that, and you, St. Nick's, should have black shirts that just say elf dandruff on the back.
Dandruff.
Dandruff.
Dan. R-I-F.
D-R-U-F.
Dan, so it's D-U-A-N, D-R-O-U-F-F. Druff. Dandruff. D-R-U-F-F. So it's the word Dan, so D-A-U-N, down.
I call down. That glitter wash, Druff. But that's what it is.
I love it, everyone. I love it. All right.
There's glitter on Sean right now.
That is. We're pushing an hour and a half. Let's cut this shit off.
It's hanging out Friday night.
Hanging out Friday night. Now, people are asking, his cat chewed half his hair off. Okay, Scott.
He said that was Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy Johnson.
I knew a cat like that once.
That would chew your hair?
No, it just had half hair.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it half a bald cat?
No, it was a kitty cat.
Oh.
Oh. So he had a landing strip or some sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
it's a triangle.
Well, I've seen the A-bomb.
Sometimes it's a heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the A-bomb where it's a puff on the top and it's straight down to the middle.
Right. Like a popsicle.
It's like, this bitch is a nuclear explosion.
It's like an upside down bald man.
That kitty is fire.
I just made that up. I'll write that down. Nuclear explosion.
It's the A-bomb?
Yeah, the A-bomb cut on the pussy. Yeah,
that's
the
really thick bush on top.
No, just real big bush on the top.
No, it's got to be real thick.
The mushroom. Bomb. Yeah, you got to get that mushroom cloud on the top. And then straight down to the frickin' A. What's that called? Ground zero.
Ha That's funny.
Yeah. Like, happy Christmas, Bush.
It's like a stalk of broccoli.
Dude,
like a stalk
of broccoli. Yes.
Oh, my God. When he said that,
the A-bomb.
Is the character from VeggieTales.
I have a little broccoli, and my feet smell like fish.
Ew. Hey. I feel like
all right,
that
we're
is
good.
Insulting.
We're done. Say goodbye. Wait, no. I have a thing. I can do a thing.
You keep moving the things over there. What? You are cracking yourself up.
We're going to dinner.
Yeah.
What are you going to have? Is Mexican food. You want to share like fajitas or something?
Yeah, that's usually what we do.
I like that. I like it when we do that.
You're so funny.
Boy, I have figured out to do a bunch of stuff. Wait, I don't think this is working. Watch this. Yeah.
Nice.
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
Push the button.
Gotta push a button. Da ba ba da. I don't know. I don't like it. Can you hear it?
No.
You don't hear nothing?
Mm.
You don't hear the music?
No, you just shut it off. I heard it, and then you shut it off.
It's off.
All right. Thanks for coming.
You pushed the button.
I know, but so here's the deal. When I push that button.
I can hear it in my
not
headphones.
Not that button. Was that the button?
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones.
Yep, I
can hear it.
And you can hear it?
Yeah.
And now it's going in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I can't hear me now, though.
Maybe you're dreaming.
And I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
But I can hear the music.
I can hear you, and you're going in there.
I understand that. I'm just explaining to you what's happening inside of my head.
Oh, my God.
Did you hit the off button on your microphone?
I don't... This is... No, I didn't. I gotta go.
Goodbye.
Ciao, Bella.